Now, you've heard of veganism, of course, but what about freeganism, or so-called dumpster diving? It's not a particularly contentious thing to suggest that reducing, reusing and recycling should be a focus for everyone, especially in Sydney. But how many people would go as far as eating food that's been dumped in a bin? Well, Brittany Reedman is a dumpster diving pro, finding an abundance of perfectly good food that she shares with friends and makes into meals for the homeless as well. Brittany, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've got Dougal joining us in the studio as well, I believe. He's a very adorable dog. Brittany, look, when I sort of think of dumpster diving, I go back to the 90s where the term often had a very a tech kind of idea. It was grabbing old consumer technology out of bins that had been thrown out. You're looking at a very kind of modern take on it, and you're looking at food waste.
Yes, I primarily look at food waste. I do also go into other stores and stuff like that and take their waste, but primarily food.
Now, you're taking that food and then actually sort of, you know, you're feeding homeless people with it.
Yes, I started off just going in there to feed my animals, and it kind of expanded from there, and started off with a loaf of bread and didn't die from it and sort of kept going. Because I have up to 20 pets at any time and rescues. And so that helped me save a lot of money. And then I realized the extent of the food waste, and I started giving it to friends, but I still could get so much more. And so I learned about an organization called Street Buffet, which helps people basically cook homemade meals, and they take it into Woolloomooloo on Sunday afternoon and they can feed the homeless. So I've recently started doing that. So.
And, you know, you were showing me some of the photos before we went on air of just how much food you're finding that is still perfectly good being thrown out.
Yeah. There's all kinds of food. Like, you know, you get mostly fruits and vegetables, meats, eggs, bread. You know, I do get some long life products. And, you know, I haven't bought toilet paper since I've started dumpster diving. I've also found full boxes of sanitary items that are going in the bin that I've given to Share the Dignity. And I've found nappies. You know, one time I got 32 pairs of men's socks, and I put them through Orange Sky Laundry, and yeah.
So this is consumables, not just food as well.
The biggest thing I found is a brand new chicken coop. So, but there's also been, you know, pet beds, shirts from a well-known major department store, all kinds of things.
Now, you mentioned to me as well that you're starting to see maybe a bit of a reaction to this. A few more dumpsters are being locked outside supermarkets and the like.
So media coverage, particularly the War on Waste episode and all the sort of media that went surrounding that, the supermarkets have retaliated by locking supermarket bins and also in some instances pouring bleach to destroy products. It's a real shame because their actual thinking behind it is if you're getting it out of our dumpster, you're not purchasing in the store. And you really have to ask, most people wouldn't go into a dumpster unless, you know, they had a reason to be in a dumpster. Most people are going to choose to go into a store to buy things.
Well, this also surprises me when we have things like, as you said, Street Buffet. We've got Oz Harvest. We've got Food Bank. You know, there are places this food could be going that these supermarkets could be participating in?
Yeah, they could. I think it's mostly the major, bigger stores that donate. A lot of the smaller stores aren't actually affiliated with any charity organisations. And I have, you know, questioned them over this and followed it up with some of the major charities. And I've been lied to by some store managers. So.
Well, that is quite shocking to me. Now, the locks also suggest that they feel like there's some sort of quasi-legal status on that, but as far as I know, rubbish is rubbish.
You can't get into any legal trouble from taking rubbish from the bin. However, you can get into trouble for trespassing.
Where that comes into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you think this is going to go? I mean, do you think that's going to become this sort of a... I mean, pouring bleach on something to ruin it, shocking to me, but do you think there's going to be more locks coming up?
I think if the media stops sort of drawing attention to it, it'll start to sort of die down and staff will get lazy and stop locking bins again. So, I think that will help.
That will help if we stop doing what we're doing right now?
Well, I agree to this because it's primarily students that are listening to it, and I think that students could benefit from dumpster diving for sure.
Do you?
So...
Do you think that? So you think? I mean, I know you take this from a kind of feeding the homeless, but you think individuals can benefit from this as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I experienced homelessness myself. A couple of years ago, I lost jobs because I have mental health disabilities, and I was fired, and housemates left, and I got left with the lease for a whole entire property in Sydney, and I ended up homeless in no time. And so I'm sort of, there's a self-preservation aspect to this as well. And I think that there's a lot of people really struggling in Sydney, students as well as, you know, young single parent families and stuff like that. And I've given a lot of the food that I collect to struggling families and stuff like that as well. And I think that, you know, students often eat diets of meagering and stuff like that. And, you know, if they realise how much fruit and vegetables and stuff is in the dumpsters, they could really eat more nutritious food.
It's very true. And I think it's notable that we now talk, not so, we talk about homelessness, but we also talk about people at risk of homelessness, that awareness that, you know, for many, many people, it's one paycheck away from not being able to have a house.
Yeah, and look, that's something I didn't really acknowledge before it happened to me. I mean, I, you know, had my science degree. I was a medical researcher. I ended up, you know, a couple of years ago with an $80,000 base government job, and I just lost it in an instant. So
it's very easy to happen. Brittany Ribbon, thank you very much for the insights into this, and we really appreciate your time.